Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 20 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5 5. Well, hello, my hacker biatches. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'm very glad to see you. You look great. Time once again for us to pick this week's 5 best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, because i5 has arrived. Number 1. So it isn't too often that we iPhone users get jealous of apps that go to Android first, but that has been the case with an app called OpenSignal, available on Android only until now. OpenSignal offers you independent data on the speed and coverage of various carriers in your area. So let's say you move to a new house, or you're traveling, or for whatever reason, you need to know where to walk to get a better signal than what you're currently getting. OpenSignal is the app for you. It runs in the background, and it sends anonymous crowdsourced data back to OpenSignal, as long as you allow it to. The main dashboard screen shows which network you're on, which direction the nearest cell tower is in, your connection strength, whether it's Wi-Fi or cellular. And if you seem to be in a dead zone and you really need internet access, the app's built-in signal compass helps guide you to a better direction if the service you're in is crappy. It also has built-in speed test covering download, upload, latency speeds for both Wi-Fi and cell connections, all free. Number 2, we got a video duh tip from Carl, who decided to throw a few goodies in together and set the whole thing to music. I will now dramatically read along to his masterpiece. Duh tips. When taking panoramas, tapping the screen will change the direction. Hold down the back button. And the history of the window will appear. Tilting your device will change the way the volume button and this bar reflects light. Hard to get in camera, but try for yourself. Awesome work, Carl. We make a good team. And thanks for all the tips. Number 3, we got another handy little duh tip from Jim for easy searching on a page in Safari, which is basically a find feature like the one that Command F does for us in OS X. He writes, when you're in Safari and you've made a search, but you're looking for a specific word or a phrase in that article, type it in the search box, and then you hit find to search for matches of where the word or phrase was used. This could be a much easier way to find the things you're looking for more specifically, rather than searching through all the articles that pop up when you search. Yes, this is a great little tip and pretty easy to miss the little find option altogether. I know I did for a long time, and I felt a little silly when it was eventually pointed out to me. So you can have in-page searching for Safari. Thanks, Jim. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock.com, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project on your website, a publication, an ad, a video, anything. Choose from over 20 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips. Shutterstock not only sources images from around the world and reviews each image individually for content and quality before adding it to its library, but Shutterstock also adds 10,000 images every day, so you're always sure to find something new. Shutterstock has flexible pricing. You can choose individual images or monthly subscription packs, and you can download any image in any size and pay just one price. Searching is really fun. You can drill down by subject or gender, emotion. You can sort images by color spectrum, and it's free to browse. iPad owners will love Shutterstock's iPad app, too. Now, you can try Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account. You don't need a credit card. You just sign up and begin using Shutterstock to help imagine what your next project could be like, and then save some favorite images to a Lightbox to review later. Once you decide to purchase, use the offer code i55, that's IFIVE and then the number 5, and new accounts will receive 30% off any package. That's Shutterstock.com, and for 30% off new accounts, use the offer code I-5-5, IFIVE number 5. And thanks to Shutterstock for being an awesome supporter of our little show. Number 4. A few questions for you, and answer honestly. Do you like iPhone games? Yeah, of course you do. Do you like kittens? That's an obvious one. Do you like kitten games on the iPhone that remind you a little bit of Fruit Ninja? If the answer is yes, boy, are you in for a specific treat. I've got just the game for you, and it's called Rumble Kitten. It's a cute and very manipulative storyline. You're a kitten rumbling your way through street fights in order to save your cute little friends that are locked inside the pound. The gameplay itself is very simple. You're slashing through the stars for points, and you're avoiding the bombs. I mean, it gets harder as you move along, but that's really the concept. It's very easy. Anybody can play this. As you win matches, you get gold and you get money. You can buy yourself swag and make your kitten a fancy little dresser, put him in a hat. The graphics are great, but for a free game, there's only so much fun you can have before you have to start making in-app purchases. Therein lies the rub. Keep that in mind before you commit and then get guilted into buying your sad little friends out of jail with cashnip. Don't laugh. It'll happen. By the way, thanks to Mary Penn on Twitter for the app suggestion. Rumble Kitten! Finally, number 5. I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of money on coffee. I mean, not all at once, but throughout an average month, I probably spend around $100 if you include tips, which sounds like a lot. Am I really spending that much? With an app called Sense, as in C-E-N-T-S, I can track little expenses easily on the go and get a much better idea of how all the little things are eating into my savings account and keeping me from ever owning my own home. Sense has some handy built-in expenses items like coffee, bus tickets, lunch, newspaper, cocktails, the little stuff. Depending on where you live, you may or may not buy any of this stuff regularly, but you can press and hold any item to change the description, change the associated icon, and set the price. Obviously, I'm keeping track in dollars. I live in the U.S., but you have other currency options as well. What's nice is that once you've entered enough data, you can start accessing a weekly or monthly view of what you're buying and which items are taking the biggest percentage of your cash. You might be wondering, well, what does Sense do that a robust app like Mint, for example, doesn't do? And the answer is nothing really. It's more simple, and that might end up working better for you. I've always had a hard time sticking with expense tools because they can feel like a chore. Sense is really just for the stuff you buy a lot of over and over, and that gives you some stats that are insightful and give people like me a better understanding that if I'm really buying a $3 coffee every single day of my life, well, it's going to add up. Knowledge is power. Power is also power, but that's different. Sense is free in the App Store to track 15 monthly expenses. That wasn't enough for me, so I upgraded to the unlimited version for $1.99. And that's it for this episode of i5. I'm sorry. We'll be back next week, though. If you'd like to automatically download this show every week, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you can catch up on past episodes and find links to all of our featured apps, tips, and tricks, too. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. We'll see you next week on i5 for the iPhone.